Hey, 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 ho. Welcome. Welcome to the Fierce Female Network. I'm your host, Fierce Manson, and today is Sunday. Oh, today is Sunday. Oh, my God. It is sad Sunday, Oh, my God. Oh, my God. Oh, my God. It's sad Sunday. Oh, my God. Listen, you guys. It is sad Sunday. Oh, today. Okay, you know how you doing. It's sad Sunday. Okay. Okay, let me get myself together. You know, I'm broadcasting live from the Windy City on a Sunday. And, honey, it is really gloomy and sad around here. But, you know, now y'all know I'm just entertaining. Listen, y'all. I got somebody on today, independent artist, My Last Exit. Yeah, his name, My Last Exit. Listen, I'm trying not to cry, okay? I'm trying not to cry. Lord, today, help me, Jesus. Y'all, please set up my bar, because mama needs a drink really, really bad. I need a banana float and put a little gin in it. Will you please, honey, get up, move your asses. Move your asses. You know what I'm saying. Set up my bar, please. Milo, Gizmo, get my drink. Okay, listen. Y'all, okay, it's going to be hot on today. Listen, broadcast live from the Wind City. It's about 57 degrees around here, but now it's clear. You know, it's a clear day. Listen, y'all, it's October the 2nd. I'm an October baby. So listen now, Mama's birthday is in October. Now listen, let me tell you guys, you know Mama has a birthday party every year, but not this year. So listen. Instead of the birthday party, you guys, send me your drawers. Send me. So listen. I am taking applications. So listen, Mama been single for about 3 years now. So listen, guys. Listen. I am taking applications. Send me your drawers. Listen. Now, this is the way it's going to go. You guys, understand me. I'm not saying send me your dirty drawers. I want clean, packaged drawers. Okay, so the application process is this. If you wear Speedos, you know, you send me your pair of Speedos, what you normally wear, right? If you wear boxers, see, I'm going to judge you on how and what type of drawers that you wear. Okay, so listen, you send them in, right, and then Mama's going to select the winner from what type of underwear that you're wearing. So listen, don't y'all send me no drawers. If you do, I'm going to hunt your asses down, okay? So listen. It is October the 2nd. 2022, 7:30 p.m. on the Central Standard Time Zone and 8:30 p.m. on the Eastern Standard Time Zone. Y'all know what time it is. You know what I'm going to say on the Eastern Standard Time Zone. You know what? That's the time zone that rocks my socks, honey. I have to push it up to the ATL because all Mama's Big Papas is in the ATL, baby. Listen. This show is being brought to you by Gumbarum. GumbaRum.com, G-U-B-B-A-R-U-M, GumbaRum.com, G-U-B-B-A-R-U-M, GumbaRum.com. We have two different flavors of GumbaRum. We have natural vanilla, which is GumbaGo, natural coconut, which is GumbaSilver. The CEO and founder of GumbaRum is Steve Gump. Y'all check this out. Steve Gump is coming to the Windy City on October 10th. You know, I might meet him downtown Chicago. I might not. You know what I mean? Because, listen, I'm here every single day, and I know what Chicago looks like, so I don't have to go downtown. So listen. Let me get to it. Y'all know what? I got some super fast, fly, dope music on today by My Last Ex. You know what I mean? I'm really pumped up. Can you tell? Can you tell I am pumped up? My Last Ex is on today. Oh, my God. He's got some music. So, listen. And he's born in Jackson, Mississippi. That's another reason I'm pumped up. He's a homeboy. Listen. See, my people are from Jackson. You know, my folks are Jackson, Mississippi, Canton, Mississippi. And then my in-laws are from Louisiana. So, listen, I am a Southern girl at heart. So, you know what? My Last Ex, you know who's going to be listening to your music. Come on, engineer. Come on. Right back. Hey. All right. Let's get into it. Listen, y'all do me a little favor while you're on Facebook. Y'all know we eating all day long on Facebook. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner. Y'all know what I'm saying. Listen, but I'm going to give a shout-out to my cousin. I ain't going to say her name because I want to embarrass her. Listen, cuz, you know, cuz on the north side, the one that stays on the north side, would you please stop posting your weak plates on Facebook? Now, listen, your dinners is not advertising. It does not look good. Listen, she had a late-night snack last night. She had a salad. This is a God honest truth. She posted a salad with one piece of lettuce. One piece of lettuce. You know what I'm saying. Oh, my God. Let me come down up in here. So, listen, let me tell you something. Use the keyword, the fierce female, when the page comes up. Give it a like and a follow. Y'all know, oh, my God. I got a photo shoot later on in October. Oh, my God. Listen, my outfits arrived, and they are gorgeous. Oh, my God. They are so gorgeous. Listen. So, listen, y'all know I'm the ever-ready girl. Not ever ready, but I am always ready. Mommy's always ready. You know what I'm saying? Oh, Jesus. So, listen, the Everwood Girl, which is cosmetics. I'm now in partnership with Evra Cosmetics, Evra Official, and it is going to be a blast. It is going to be a blast. So, now, listen, let me tell you about indie artist My Last Ex. His born name is Jackie Starr. He was once a general artist with commanding poetry and up-tempo beats. This artist is undeniably entertaining. You're going to find out when you hear his music. He is hot. That's where all his energy and his juice is coming from. It's coming from My Last Ex, okay? So listen, he's able to share perspectives. This artist can pull you into his world or very quickly join you in your, oh, I love this. Oh, Jesus, I'm tingling all over. Now, listen, this artist is destined to touch the world. Yo, My Last Ex, he is going to touch the world. And he's the face and voice and spirit of My Last Ex. Okay, you guys, listen here. Born in Jackson, Mississippi, the southern-hearted artist found his love for booming bass, dirty South grit, and lyrics from artists like Outkast, Big K.R.I.T., David Banner, and others. However, his life would be changed forever in third grade. Now, wait a minute. They all looking at me like going, woo! Y'all sat down in the back. So listen, his life was forever changed in third grade. Oh, my goodness. In third grade. Okay, yes. So his life got changed in third grade and his music taste. Up north in a diverse town named Toledo, Ohio. I'm loving this story. I love this story. Oh, this is so juicy. You know, his bio is really juicy. So listen. I'm a creative person. When I hear stuff like this, I can go and write my own love story. Listen, so we need to get together and write his memoir because this is really hard. Listen, so in a town named Toledo, Ohio, I'm loving this, he started to be introduced to the sounds of rock, pop, and country. Bands like My Chemical Romance, Green Day, and many others. So this diverse introduction to different music heavily shaped Little Jackson's sound to come into the future. He began writing music very briefly in the ninth grade, yes, and then stopped to pursue physical activities much later in life in 2020 after an injury. Oh, my, he had an injury. Okay, you guys, you're listening? Listen. So he had an injury in 2020. He would find himself confined to a room incapable of walking. Oh, my God. See, listen. I'm right there with you, brother. I understand when you cannot walk, and that is, oh, my God, that is like hell. It is like hell. So listen, he couldn't walk. He broken physically and emotionally. This artist chose to start writing music again. Okay, so in late 2021, after finally being able to walk again, I hear you, and I'm not joking about this. I understand about learning how to walk again. Y'all know my story. I had to learn how to walk. I had to learn how to talk. I had to learn how to breathe. How to write. All that good stuff. I learned. Oh my God, rehab is a bitch. You know what I'm saying? So listen, let me tell you something. After finally being able to walk again, he entered the studio for the first time, being very nervous, and in contrast, he recorded his first song, BRS, which stands for Black Rock Star. Hey, power to the people. Power to my brother. Listen, let me tell you something. He got some stone hot stuff to throw down on you. Now, let's get to the juice. We're going to get to the juice, baby. Listen, this first one is called Lonely, and this is by independent artist My Last Ex. Y'all know what? See, their name is powerful. That's powerful. My last, oh, come on up in here. Let's have some church. Can the church say amen? Hallelujah. Listen, this is called Lord. But you never came back to me. What do you want from me? Oh, no. Please. But you never came back to me.
think that I won't make it. Then he'll come back, I'll face it. But wait, let me explain it. I sat around and waited, back when my heart was aching. And now we trading places, face smiles all on our faces. Living in different places, that's when my heart was breaking. And now you with the same dude, tell me what you're thinking. And tell me what you're drinking, cause if I pour it up, we can take them all down. Like at the bar in Denver, we call it Club Vinyl. Cause when I drop this song, I'ma put it on the album. A couple gold vinyls and see if I'm a failure. You left me out to dry, but that's when I found the air again. Through the sunshine on my melanin, never settling. Cause when they love you, it's all good, but when they mad, it's all bad. Well, my bad, can't say they. We all know one. Do the math every fucking day. One plus one, infinitely. You gotta watch what you saying to me. Just tell me what you want. Tell me what you want. Yeah, what do you want from me? When I'm lonely, yeah, I gave the time to see. But you never came back to me. What do you want from me? When I'm lonely, but you never came back.
Right, that's Loneliness, Loneliness. Up next is a Rain, Rain by My Last Ex. This is a Rain, baby. Come on up in here.
I know that we all got some pain, even though I know it ain't the same. You don't really have to be ashamed. We in the rain. I know that we all got some pain, even though I know it ain't the same. You don't really have to be ashamed. We in the rain, yeah. It's the same, yeah. Same pain in the motherfucking brain, yeah. Won't change, yeah. I can't change, yeah. Gotta see who's to really, really blame, yeah. But don't take that wrong. It's not your fault, you're not here all alone. I'll be here if you feel on your own. I'll be there when you're singing this song. Keep on singing along. I know what it's like when you feel all alone. I know the feeling it becoming on strong. Life get hard, feel you won't make it long. I'm right here, keep on singing this song, you know. Thank you.
All right. Listen, you know, I'm telling you, my last act is super dope, y'all. He got a powerful image, real powerful, super fly, dope hair, and this music is banging bad. Listen, we can all connect. You know, my last ex, we can relate to what he's thinking about, what he's talking about, heartache, pain. You know, we've all been down that road. You know what I'm saying. So listen, the one thing I don't like, and y'all know mom is a licensed, certified life coach. Okay, trained by Monique Carradine. She was a reporter and journalist in the Windy City of Fox 32 News. She's no longer there. This was years ago. So anyway, just letting you guys know some of my background history. But listen, she currently lives in Hawaii. But listen, I was trained by one of the best, Monique Carradine. But let me tell you something. And the reason why I'm saying this is to let you know, these life lessons come from history, a history of life lessons being trained by some different people when it comes to being a life coach. And listen, I'm talking about my last ex because, listen, we all have walked that road when it comes to pain, heartache, hurt. You understand me? So listen, and especially now, we all have experienced a loss. You know what I'm saying? And so listen, part of my last ex's bio, he says as an artist, he hopes to be an inspiration and beacon of hope to those that are lost, having dealt with mental health issues from the most painful heartbreak in his life. You know what I'm saying? So he hopes to be a voice for the voiceless, while so many go unheard, you know, wow. So listen, let me tell you something. That reminds me of something. I remember years ago when I worked at Hibernia Bank, one of the largest banks in Louisiana. And it reminds me of a young lady. Her name was Shelly. And Shelly would always feel as if I worked in the finance department. So let me tell you, Shelly was an individual. She was a single mom. And then she had got remarried to this guy, and she always felt like she didn't have a voice. So my point is this. I'm telling you a story for a reason. Shelly always felt like she didn't have an opinion and that she didn't have a voice. Now, this is a real person. I'm not just making something up here. I'm saying her real name, Shelly, because you'll never hear this story. I don't know where she is now. So listen, we worked together many years ago. And she always said, oh, I don't have an opinion. I don't have a voice. Now, this is a mother, single mother of three children. She's raising three boys. Now, can you imagine? A woman's position is so powerful. Now, can you understand that a single mother that is already thinking that she doesn't have an opinion and she doesn't have a voice, can you imagine what she's going to, we straighten her out. Let me tell you this at the end of the story. We straighten her out real fast. So listen, can you imagine how a mother raising three boys would have been raised by a parent saying they don't have an opinion and they don't have a voice? So her mentality would have filtered down into those children. Now, when you have boys. You know, boys are really strong. You know how boys are. So listen, you got a mother that's thinking that she doesn't have an opinion. Can you imagine how those boys would have been raised up by someone that is thinking that whatever they think doesn't matter, it's not interesting? Now, those boys could have went left real, real fast doing all kind of different things. It is so important how a parent thinks. So now listen, we straightened Shelly out, and we told her, listen, Shelly, you do have an opinion. You do have a voice. Everybody has a voice. Everybody has an opinion. And she was like, oh, my opinion doesn't matter. It doesn't count. And she felt voices. So my point is this. This artist, My Last Ex, is saying his music is for voice for the voiceless. Some people still think they don't have a voice. You know why? Sometimes people get trampled down a lot in life, and sometimes they feel like they can't get up. They can't get up again. It's like that song by the singer. He's, I fall down, but I got to get up again. So listen, and that happens in different walks of life. You can be trotting down. You can fall down, but you got to get back up. Now listen, and that can have an effect on you, make you feel like you are voiceless. So listen, sometimes you go through so much pain in life, so much pain and so much heartache until it feels like it has stripped your voice away. It feels like you have no voice at all, and it feels like life has really smashed the voice out of you. So listen, what you got to do, it takes countless amount of therapy. Oh, good God. So it takes I didn't mean to go this way. So it takes countless amount of therapy, hours, self-affirmations, positivity. So listen. My last ex have a really, really strong voice. You hear me? His music is really something, and it's speaking volumes to millions of people. Have you guys noticed there's a lot of talk about therapy and things like that, you got to have talk therapy. You got to have talk therapy. And people, you know, you got to talk to somebody. The next song I'm going to play is Pain. It's Pain. So listen, even if you've had heartache from a broken heart from a loved one, you know, it didn't work out, that's still pain. That is pain. That is heartache. If you went through something rough in your lifetime, maybe. I remember a guy one time. He buried his mother. Now, this is, I could not make this stuff up. I'm telling you, I got so many different experiences. I'm trying to get some of it out and tell you. I want you guys to be strengthened. I want you to be strengthened, and I want you to be strong. I want you to think good thoughts about yourself. This guy, now let me tell you this real quick, then I'm going to get to the song called Pain. This guy, he came in. We were trying to fill a position, a loan analyst, right? This guy came into the office to be interviewed as a loan analyst. He buried his mother. He buried his mother that same day, and he came into the office at the bank, Hibernia Bank, to be interviewed as a loan analyst. So he was interviewed, you know, by the vice president, yada yada yada. So this is what happens after he left. We had a meeting. Now, I was nobody in the department. I was just the loan, the VP's assistant. I was her assistant. And so now, listen, we all was in on this meeting. We were trying to figure out, and we were trying to dissect his thinking. Somebody that just buried their mother and comes to a interview for a job. And we were trying to figure out, we looked at it, the pros and the cons. We really did this, the pros and the cons. We said, well, maybe he's a really strong person and he just came into the interview trying not to think about what just happened and he had to bury his mother. And then on the con side, we said, well, maybe he's mentally disturbed and he doesn't know how to deal with his feelings and his thoughts, and he would still come into this interview because he doesn't know how to quite deal with this tragedy that just happened. And so, what happened, she was trying to decide if she was going to hire this guy because he really had the best credentials and the best education for the job. But what was holding it back was the fact that we couldn't understand if he was mentally prepared to do the job because he buried his mother and he comes in like nothing happened. He went through the interview like nothing happened, like he had lost his mother, like no emotions. He had no emotions. He showed no emotions, so yada, yada, yada. He ends up getting the job. His name was John. So anyway, I will never forget this guy. And so anyway, I'm telling you, talk therapy is a good thing. It's a good thing. It is a good thing. So the reason why I'm telling you those stories is because if you're hurting, if you're in pain, it's always good to talk to somebody. If you got to talk to Rover, if you got to talk to your dog, talk to your dog. But seriously, really, talk to your friend, talk to anyone, talk to your neighbor. Talk therapy is good for you. Good for you. So listen, I'm going to play the song Pain. I'm pretty much out of time. This is Pain, My Last Ex, My Last Ex.
Tears are pouring from my eyes. I just can't believe my girl was the devil in disguise. I just can't believe my eyes. I don't know what the truth. I was searching for a ride or die. I know that that's not you. I got a hole in my heart. Tears are pouring from my eyes. I just can't believe my girl was the devil in disguise. I just can't believe my eyes. And I don't know what the truth. I was searching for a ride or die. I know that that's not you. But you lie right to my face, and I don't know how I missed it. It was one thing and another. Everything you did, dismiss it. But I see you acting different. Relationships are sinking. What was I out here thinking? My life flashing, it's blinking. There's girls, there's hoes, there's women, and I think I got the difference. I just do not know my preference. What you started, I'ma finish. That's got my only witness. I know I'm young and hopeless. I was faded when I wrote this. That's why I'm losing focus. I got the only thing in my heart is a point from my eyes. I just can't believe my girl was the devil in disguise. I just can't believe my eyes. And I don't know what the truth. I was searching for a ride, and I know that that's not you.
Protect my chest, put on a vest, unfortunately it's a headshot. The lies and all the secrets brought us grinding to a dead stop or dead end. Better off just playing friends. Said that we would never end, but never is like always. We just say that so the pain can end. Never feel that pain again. Always play the game to win. What we had is broken, we will never ever make amends. Love you for your flaws and sins, but how you leave and win? I turn my nothings into somethings. I think I'm Drake, cause nothing nothing was the same again. I'm drowning in that brown hen. Keep wondering if I will ever love again. I'm caged in and trapped in and drowning. That's why I got a hole in my heart. Tears are pouring from my eyes. I just can't believe my girl was the devil in disguise. I just can't believe my eyes. And I don't know what's the truth. I was searching for a ride or die. Now I know that that's not you and that's not you.
Mr. Engineer, wake up, get up off them buttons. Listen, that is pain, 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 pain. I'm pretty much out of time. Listen, he said he thought his girl was the devil in disguise. You know, we done had some of them kind, too, that we done dated. You know, you meet her, you know how the story goes. So, listen, I'm pretty much out of time, and I don't want to spin into another story. But listen, that song, I was listening to what he was saying. Y'all know how it go. That's why you got to start off slow and be careful. And, you know, I don't understand these people that get into relationships. I can't help this relationship life coach and stuff. It just comes out. I don't understand people that get into relationships headstrong real fast. Now, listen. Okay, now, mama have had them kind of people. You meet them. The vibe and the energy is so lit. It's so lit where you just want to, you know, go all head in and say, I do on day two. But y'all know that ain't real. Y'all know you can't do that. Now, listen, the energy is lit. Yeah, the energy is lit. And you got the connection real good. But you got to take your time to unfold and unwind the personality behind the energy. Let me help you. Let me help you. Let me break this down and help you understand this. Now, I'm going to leave you with this. So, listen. Now, when you meet somebody, ladies, gentlemen, when you meet somebody and their energy is so lit, you know, it's so the bomb, the thunder doesn't struck you and all like that, there is still a personality behind that energy. The energy and what you're feeling, that vibe, what you're feeling is real. It is true. But see, then things sometimes don't work out down the road once you really discover the person, because all of that energy and all that connection, there's still the personality and the real person, the inside of the person, the soul of the person, the spirit of the person. You know, and if you don't connect, if you both don't have the same core value, there's going to be a problem. You're always going to have that lit vibe and connection. It's going to always be there. That's not going to die. It's not going to die. But listen, the thing of it is you got to have core values that's going to match up and it's going to line up. If you can meet up and match up, listen, there's five core values. Whatever your five core values are, if you meet up and match up on three of them, you got a good chance, you know, everything's going to work out because you're meeting on three. Long as those core values match up and you agree on them, you got a good running out the gate. But listen, when the thing falls down and after the vibe is still there and everything is just working all good for you, and then you discover y'all ain't got no core values, the whole thing is going to fall. London Bridge is falling down. It's going to fail down because both of you got two different sets of core values, and that's when stuff go lopsided, and then that's when you start looking like the devil to the other person. See, listen, the person is not the devil. It's looking like the devil because you're discovering who the real person is behind the energy that you were so connected to, and that's what it is. That is what it is. So listen, remember that. You know, we start calling people, they look like the devil, but they're not the devil. It's just you discovering the real person behind that energy that you were so attracted to. So listen, I got to get on up out of here, y'all. It's been a stone cold blast. But guess what? I get to do it all over again on tomorrow. And special words of Don Cornese, the man that made Soul Train what it was in the winter city. It is peace, love, and soul.
You motivated. You motivated. You winning, winning.
Lucky Land Casino, asking people, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
Lucky? In line at the deli, I guess?
Aha, in my dentist's office. More than once, actually.
Do I have to say?
Yes, you do.
In the car, before my kid's PTA meeting.
Really?
Yes.
Excuse me, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
I never win and tell.
Well, there you have it. You can get lucky anywhere, playing at LuckyLandSlots.com. Play for free right now. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.